Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Hello, everybody. It's April 28th on Wednesday at Grace Tabernacle, and it's good to have you with me right now watching, and I appreciate that. We're in a study on Wednesdays on Psalm 23, a favorite of most people's. Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm, written by King David. And it brings comfort and strength to us every time we hear it. And we're just walking through this verse by verse and getting some little nuggets from the Lord to help us in our walk with Him. So I'm glad you're here. Just got back from vacation. We had a great time away. Went to see our grandkids up in Tennessee. Stopped in Georgia for a little bit on the way back with some friends. And just had a wonderful time. But it's always good to get back to this place. This is my calling, my assignment. And Pam and I are glad to be here to be your under-shepherds to help you follow the Lord. So, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those watching that you will use this something that's from the Word of God that will bring life into the people that are watching tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Glad you're here. We're looking at Psalm 23, and Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm, starts off with, "The Lord is my shepherd." That's something you have to make solid in your life. Is the Lord my shepherd? And if He is, then all the benefits of Psalm 23 are yours to prophesy over yourself and to proclaim. Tonight, specifically, I want to get into God's leadership, God leading us. The Bible says in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down. He makes me rest. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake." And for tonight, I want you to notice specifically two times the Lord says, "He leads me." He leads me. That's what He wants to do in our life. In fact, the Christian life is God leading and us following Him. The two words that Jesus said that really summarize all of Christianity are this: follow me. So to follow Him means He has to be in the lead, and He wants to lead us in every detail of our life. He's the shepherd. We're the sheep. He calls us sheep because sheep need a shepherd. We'll make the wrong choice. We'll turn in the wrong direction. We'll wander off. We need a shepherd. And the Lord wants to be your shepherd. But He wants you to learn how to let Him lead you. So the question is this: do we let Him lead us? That's a very important question. Don't be quick to answer. We need to go further and say, do we recognize His leading? Do we recognize the way He's leading us? Do we recognize His voice? He talks to us. He lives inside of us when we're born again of the Spirit of God. In John chapter 10, verse 3, Jesus said, "His sheep hear and know His voice." So you can hear God. In fact, it's vital that you hear God, you recognize His voice in order that you may follow Him and let Him lead. In John 10, chapter 4, it says, "The sheep follow me because they know my voice." So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you heard God give you His voice of direction or His voice of correction? God is speaking. The question is, are we listening, and are we recognizing the various ways that He speaks to us? So we need discernment in recognizing the voice of God and knowing when it's just our head or our conscience, our voice, or is it God's voice, or is it some other voice? Is it the enemy's voice trying to bring condemnation? And the Bible makes it clear that the Word of God will bring discernment into our life. And that's why we must spend time with God in His Word, because His Word reveals His will. We want to know what he's like. We need to read his word. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, the word of God is sharp. It's like a sword that has a double edge. It divides between what is the soul, the mind, will, and emotions of man, and what is the spirit or the voice of God. God speaks to us through the spirit. Spirit to spirit. God is a spirit, and he speaks to us through our born-again spirit. And we can learn to recognize his voice. And so we must grow in discernment. How to recognize his voice? Learning about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. God is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives within us. In John 14:16, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, he, a person, will be our counselor. And a counselor gives counsel. He gives direction. He gives instruction. He gives teaching. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth that lives within us, and he will guide us. In John 14:25, the Holy Spirit will teach us. In John 16:13, the Holy Spirit will guide us in specific things. In John 16:13, he also says the Holy Spirit will tell you things to come that you need to know. So if you don't know God's word, and you're going to have a hard time distinguishing between what is his voice that you hear in your head and in your mind and in your soul and your heart, in your spirit, you're going to have a hard time. And you could be easily deceived if you don't have a good working knowledge of the word of God. Well, maybe you're a new Christian. Well, thank God that you are. You just started following the Lord, but daily make it your priority that you get in the Word of God, read the New Testament through, have a plan where you meet God. He'll meet you anywhere, anytime. Just make sure you have a plan and you show up and God will meet you there. Now, we want to learn how God leads us. As the Bible says in Psalm 23, verse 3, he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So the question to you and to me is this: will you let him lead? Will you get out of the driver's seat and let him lead you and then follow his directions? You say, well, yeah, I will. And where do I start? Good question. The place to start is to start every day. In the morning, before you go to work, before you get up and do your routine, before you turn on the television, or before whatever it is that you do in the early mornings, is that you make a priority of spending time with God, getting his word out, his Bible, and let his word speak to you. Start reading in the New Testament, one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and talk to God like you're talking to somebody else. Tell him what's on your mind, what's on your heart. He knows it already. And then listen by asking God questions, and then listen to see if he has anything to say back to you. Be still. Be quiet. Now, when I say listen, I don't mean necessarily hearing God with an audible voice. That's very rare. It does happen, but it is very rare. More than likely, it's going to be a still, small voice in your own mind and in your heart that'll come to you. And you'll recognize it as God's because it'll line up with his word, but it'll be a thought that you weren't thinking of. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And so God will speak to you, but you've got to give him time, and you've got to meet God on his terms, and you've got to give him priority, give him the first place in your life, and listen to him. He wants to talk to you. If he died on the cross to pay for your sins, don't you think he wants to talk to you? So the journey of life, really, the adventure begins when you learn how to let him lead, and you get the excitement of following what you are believing God is saying to you and being obedient to that and finding the joy of discovery when he is talking to you. You say, well, that really was God. And so God wants us to be led by the Spirit. The Christian life in the new covenant is a Spirit-led life. Listen to this verse of scripture in Romans 8, verse 16. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Romans 8:16. So what is the Spirit of God saying to you? Where is God trying to lead you? And God is talking to you. But the majority of believers today just don't believe they can actually hear from God. And that's a shame. God is speaking, but they're not recognizing his voice, or they're not paying attention. Even in the Old Testament days, God spoke to people in much of the same way that he speaks to us, but sometimes differently. Sometimes he'd speak audibly. Sometimes he'd speak through a prophet, and the prophet would hear from God, and the prophet would go tell somebody something. Well, in the days of Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 7, we have an account where a king by the name of Ahaz was the king of Judah, and his country was in serious trouble because there were two enemy armies that were coming to invade Judah and to destroy it and take the people captive. And King Ahaz is the king, and he hears of this, and he starts to tremble and become afraid because he doesn't know how he's going to deal with this. And the prophet Isaiah hears from God, and the prophet Isaiah heard God say, go tell King Ahaz, not be afraid of these guys. It's not going to happen like they say. And for him to just trust me and do what I tell him to do, and everything's going to turn out all right. And so as King Ahaz learned to obey God and trust God, then things would work out well. Well, today, we don't have to go to a prophet, per se, to tell us what God is saying. God wants to speak to us directly, personally, through the Holy Spirit, who he gives to us graciously when we're born again of the Spirit of God. He wants us to be able to discern the voice of God for ourselves. Now, I'm not saying they're not prophets. There are prophets today, and they do prophesy, and we benefit from listening to the prophets, but we have to judge whether or not those prophecies come from God or not. It's the same way we have to judge whether or not those thoughts that we're hearing are really from God, or is it just our imagination. So God wants to speak to us directly. So we go to him one-on-one, and we have this relationship with him, and through a period of time, we discern clearly if this is God leading me or not God leading me. One of the easy and first ways that God teaches us to trust him and trust this inner voice on the inside of us is when we have peace or we lack peace about a certain situation. Scripture for that is Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule or umpire in your heart. The umpire in a ball game decides what is fair or what is foul. And so the peace of God is supposed to rule in our hearts about situations, and that's one way God leads us. If we have peace about buying a car, or peace about doing something that's the peace of God, we prayed about it, talked about it, and God gives us a sense of peace about it from him, then we have the green light to proceed. But if for whatever reason we don't have the peace of God, and maybe all of our wise counselors are telling us, yes, you need to do this and you need to proceed, it's a good deal, whatever, but for some reason we don't have the peace of God about it, that's God's way of warning us, don't do that, don't proceed. And he knows all things. And so he wants us to be ruled by his peace or his lack of peace in making certain decisions. I like a saying that Bob Mumford, a preacher, said years ago. It's just stuck with me. He says, one of the best rules of discernment is this. Ain't nothing wrong, but something ain't right. Well, that's good Southern humor. And it's true to a degree that sometimes there may not be nothing wrong on the surface, but something on the inside you just tells you something ain't right. Something's not right about this. That's when you need to tap on the brakes, you need to slow down, and you need to wait on God and talk to God more about that situation, because he's trying to lead you, either through giving you peace or a lack of peace. Listen, this subject of God leading us is vital for us to have success in life, to prosper, to make good decisions based upon his leading. And there are two places in Psalm 23 where God wants to lead us. One, it says he leads us in paths of righteousness for his namesake. And the other place where God leads us is through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, there is a real, physical, literal place in Israel called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And David knew it quite well when he penned this psalm. He knew what he was talking about. As a shepherd of sheep, he had to take his sheep, his flock, and lead them through a physical place known as the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And it's a place in Israel where there are very, very deep ravines. And as you lead the sheep through that, if it's not high noon where the sun's right over the top of you, and if the sun is just off a little bit, like 2 or 3 o'clock or earlier in the morning, then it will cast deep, dark, eerie type shadows upon the sheep and make them afraid. And so he's using this poetical language to describe that God will lead us in paths of righteousness, but he'll also lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. This is not death itself. This is the fear of things that we think could cause death. Now, God is going to lead you on the right path, but he's also going to lead you to face your fears, to face the thing that you've always been afraid about. And he's on a journey to help you overcome all fear, to eradicate all fear from our life. And that's a process going through all of our life here. We finally fully surrender to the Lord. But he wants to make us panic-proof. He wants us to make us fearless in everything. And so, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Notice, we don't go in the valley of the shadow of death and it ends. We walk through this thing. We overcome it. We come out on the other side. So that's vital to know. God's leading you. He wants to lead your life so that you'll prosper in every way and glorify him. And people will look at you and say, how are you able to do this? And you can say, well, God has led me all the way and I follow him. I want to close out tonight with this three things that kind of package just up what I'm sharing with you so far in Psalm 23. The three things about our shepherd that God himself wants to be our shepherd. He wants to lead us and he wants to comfort us. Is that first of all, there's the presence of the shepherd. He's with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay. He is with me. Thou art with me. He comforts me. He helps me. God wants you to know the presence of the shepherd in your life right now, in your present circumstances. The second thing is the power of the shepherd. The power of the shepherd is seen in the fact that he is going to lead us sometimes through some difficult circumstances or scary circumstances, but he promises his power is with us. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's trying to get you to overcome. His rod and his staff will comfort me. His rod will correct me when I'm going a wrong direction. His staff will pull me safely back to him when I wander off in the wrong direction. So we have the presence of the shepherd. He's with me. We have the power of the shepherd, his rod and staff that comfort me. But finally, we have the purpose of the shepherd. And the purpose of the shepherd is to lead us and lead us on paths of righteousness and lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. To lead us to a place where there's no more fear. We're not afraid of anything. Is that possible, Pastor? Yes, it is. And he's leading us there right now, according to Psalm 23. The question is, will you let him lead you? That's a question for me and a question for you. I'm going to talk to you more about this coming Sunday, especially when we deal with the subject about how God wants to use our lives to make a lasting impact upon this world. And part of that answer is by us letting him lead us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Father, I pray now for the one who's listening that somehow the Holy Spirit will take these words of yours from my mouth and into their hearts where they will allow you to lead them from this moment on. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, everybody. I look forward to seeing you Sunday. going to be a wonderful time in the Lord, and I look forward to being back in your presence again this coming Sunday. God bless you. Till then. Bye-bye.